Good morning, brethren. I bring you a greeting in the Lord's name. Today, we are going to learn a word, a very special word. And today, Elder Yap pray in the word, Abba, Father. Maybe we can learn to use this term more, Abba. On the slide, you can see, this is the, the word is an Aramaic word. During Jesus' time, the common language is Aramaic. Hebrew is a language for the scholars and for the clerics, the so-called educated one. But the common people use Aramaic. So the common language in the marketplace will be Aramaic. So the word Akbar, the Hebrew, they read the word different from the English. They read from the right to the left. All right? Akbar. All right? It's the Aramaic word for a very, very endearing term, is Father. This word, Akba, is used to address Father, but it's also used to address God, whom we call the Heavenly Father. Now, how do we call our Father? Most of the people in our congregation are Chinese, some Indian, and the rest are probably minorities. Now, in a Tamil, I just asked the Indian brethren, how do you call Father in Tamil? Surprisingly, the word is quite similar. It's not exactly Akba, but they call it Appa. Correct, Mon? Appa. Right. Now, in Chinese, we also use a word which is quite similar. The Chinese word for father is called pa, right? Ma, papa. It also can call apa. So it's very interesting to note that in the ancient languages, the address to the father are actually quite similar. Now, ancient civilization, mainly there are three: the Mesopotamia, the Chinese, and the Indian civilization. Now, the Mesopotamia, you can consider the Middle East, and then the Hebrew will probably fall into that category. We have the Chinese and we have the Indian here. The address to this term, Father, all sound similar. Now, in preparation for this sermon, I actually go and find out the Chinese word. You all know Chinese words are actually originated from pictogram. So if they want to describe a moon, they will start off by drawing a moon, but later on the word transform itself until the current day's Chinese character. And the Chinese word pa to address father consists of two components. I will come to that later, all right? It's very interesting. Now, the ancient Chinese, our forefather, actually has already put the original meaning of the word inside the character. So if you study Chinese character, from there you can glimpse the truth, the real truth from the Chinese characters. These are indirect evidence to tell us what is the truth out there, because they are nowadays have news that is also fake news. So to decipher the news from the fake news is not so easy. But our ancient ancestor has already put the original meaning of the word inside the character. And the Chinese pictogram, like the Egyptian hieroglyphic, actually has the original meaning of the words in the characters. Alright, so we have this word, Abba, which refer to father. Now, it is a term of endearment, alright, Akba. Now let us look at the families in this congregation. Now, in a congregation, we have family units, alright. So we all are unique because we have represented by a surname. So we have the Lim family, like me. So you have the Tan family. The surname of the family represents the ancestor line. So in the family, we have the father, the mother, and the children, right? Let's take one example of a family. Let's take Steve, the Tan family, all right? So Steve is the father, then you have the mother, Li Jun, and two sons, right? This is the Tan family. Now, we are here talking about family, and family is very special, all right? How can one get to be a member of this family? Now, I use a human example. I use the Tan family. How can somebody outside the family be a member of this Tan family? One way is by marriage, right? So if one of the girl fall in love with one of Steve's son and marry him, right? Then you become part of the Tan family, correct? Now, I remember when I first knew my wife, then we are about to get married, then my mother-in-law said, "You must call me Mama." Then the potential father-in-law said, "You must call me Papa." At that time, it sounded a bit funny to call a stranger now Papa. You have this feeling? Those who are married, when you first married, you call somebody Papa. It sounds a bit funny in the beginning, right? But later on, you get used to it. But what does that signify? You signify that you are actually part of the family by marriage. What other methods to be part of the family? Apart from marriage. You've read from just now Galatians chapter 4, right? By being adopted, right? So if some of you want to adopt a boy or a girl, all right, and you adopt the child into the family, that child become part of the family. Okay? These are methods to get into, to be a members of the family. Brethren, you see, here is the beautiful part. God, who is all-powerful, almighty, creator of the whole universe, has taken it upon himself to adopt us to be his children. All right? You all may not fully appreciate it, even for some of you who may be Christian for a long time, but it is a privilege, a grace, given only to believers. So you are a believer. This is a privilege that is only given to you. Don't think that it's nothing. This is a special grace. Let's turn to John chapter 1. We'll read from verse 12 to 13. If you have the Bible with you, John chapter 1, verse 12 to 13. Shall we read this together? Those without the Bible, you will just listen. All right? The GB. All right, let's read John chapter 1, verse 12. "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Yes, God has adopted us to be his children. Many of us know this truth, but let us pause and ponder upon this special grace that is given to us alone, to the human race, and especially to the Christians. No other created beings on earth, all right, has been given this privilege to be adopted as children of God, except the human race, not even the angels. We are a fallen race. Why are we a fallen race? For those who don't know. Because our forefather, Adam and Eve, they go against God. They went against God. So did Satan and his group of angels who rebel against God. But they are not given a second chance. God did not give Satan and the fallen angels a second chance. There's no way they can come back. But human beings, we fell. But God gave us a second chance. All right? We are sinners. All of us. Nobody excluded. Destined for destruction in hell, just like the fallen angels. We have no hope, but we are given a second chance. It is all God's grace and His alone that we have this second chance. How marvelous! How marvelous is this? On the day you leave this earth, either you die or when the Lord returns, you will realize how marvelous is this. But this salvation does not come free. All right? it has a price to pay. God, who controls all things in the universe, His word, He just said, and the things are created, the whole universe. But for this, the adoption, He has to pay a price. This redemption of human souls, God has to pay a price. It cost Him a life, His own beloved Son. You may have a very successful career, living a very luxurious lifestyle. All these things will come to an abrupt end when you die. No one can escape the final destiny of death. You cannot bring anything to your grave. Naked, you come into the world. Naked, you go. You cannot bring anything. All right? So what am I trying to say? Family, or rather, a member of the family, it signifies something special. It signifies a close and intimate relationship of all the members within the family. The father represents the head of the house. He determines the decision and the direction the family will embark. I'm going to divide today's sermon into two parts. The first part is on care, which is God's towards us. And the second part is on obedience, our part towards God. Does this thing work? Okay. Care. First part. Now, a good father takes care of the family and protects the family members from all harm. Correct, our father? He provides for the family and ensures that all within are well fed. Correct, not? Let's turn to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. We'll read from 11 to 13. We shall read this together. Luke chapter 11, verse 11 to 13. 11. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will you give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will you offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Yes, the Father provides for the families. The children have complete trust in the Father. They know that the Father has their welfare in his heart. They don't question the motive or think otherwise. You know, ask your father and say, why? Why this? Why that? All right? We always believe that the Father has our welfare, even though sometimes it may not be the things that we want. Eh? When you are a young Christian, you do not know much about the truth of God. To gain this knowledge, you need to read the Bible daily. Memorize a verse. Today you memorize what? What verse? Galatians 4:7. That is a very important verse. Gain in knowledge, grow, and you will grow in grace. You don't grow in knowledge, you can never grow in grace. Very simple, the logic. You want to grow in grace, you have to grow in knowledge. You need to read the Bible. Otherwise, you may be a Christian for many years, and nothing much has changed. No difference from where you are last year, 5 years. Why? Because you never read. You never read. You never grow in grace. As you know more of God's truth, you know that God loves you and provides for all your needs. All your needs. You learn to live your life with a different perspective and meaning in life. You know how to use divine help. Pray. By praying in your life, both your own personal prayer as well as corporate prayer. You pray together as a church. I'm going to illustrate this with a very simple story. Now, once there was a small boy, a young boy. He wanted to learn to be independent. At the same time, to earn some pocket money. So he went to his parents. Now, in other countries, it's not like Singapore. Most of us live in apartments, HDB apartments. All right, it's high up in the sky. But in most places, they have a house, right? And their house have a backyard or even have a garden, okay? Because land are plenteous, not like Singapore, it's a small country. So he asked permission from his parents to grow vegetables in the backyard. The parents agreed. Why? Good. My son wants to learn to be independent and then earn some pocket money, right? I don't have to give him so much pocket money. Everything was looking good. So he went to the backyard and he used a hoe, right, to try to loosen up the soil. But lo and behold, what happened? There was a big rock in the land, in the small piece of land that the parents allotted to him to grow his vegetables. The boy tried to dig around the rock, tried to expose more of it, all right? Tried to expose more so that he can try to get rid of the big rock. So the boy tried for a long time, dig and dig and dig and dig. And then he would try to push the rock, but it was too heavy. So he tried different methods. He used his hand to push, he used his shoulder, he used his leg, he used his hoe as a fulcrum, as a lever, right? But the rock would not budge. Now he tried for a long time and the sun was going to set already. It's getting dark. So the boy became very exasperated. So he sat down and he cried. All right? What happened? The boy heard a voice. My dear son, the father asked, after hearing the boy's cry. So the boy told the father what happened, all right, his problem. So the father asked him, have you used all your strength? The boy said, yes, but he will not move. The father told him, no, you have not, my boy, you have not used all your strength. The father said, what? Daddy is also your strength. Advance. Yes, daddy is also your strength. So the father just went over to the rock, and then he just used his hand and push, and the rock move up. What's the moral of the story? Many a times, we do things on our own strength. We forgot that we have an Abba. God is also our strength. Just as a boy in the story, he forgot he has a father who can help him, stronger than him, bigger size than him, more clever than him, that can remove the rock which he cannot remove. All right? Brethren, God is also your present help. Let's turn to Psalm 121. Psalm 121. We're going to read this responsively. Psalm 121, we're going to read from verse 1 to 8. Oh, that's the whole psalm. I'm going to start the congregation will respond. Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Yes, the Lord is your present help. Many of us do not call upon God for help, maybe due to a lot of reasons. One, we have forgotten. All right? Some of us may have not prayed for a long time. You have forgotten. Second one is more serious. You don't believe. You don't believe that a prayer will help. You don't believe that God will answer your prayer. All right? Now, the second point I'm going to talk about is our response towards God, which is something which seldom talk about. We always talk about God's help towards us, but it's our response towards God. Okay. Next slide. obedience. Just now you all sang the song obedience, O-B-E-D-I-E-N-C-E. Obedience. That's how I say the father is the head of the family. As such, he is to be respected and expect members of his family to obey him. Correct now, father? Father is the head of the family, the rest of the family must obey him. But what exactly is obedience? It is defined as compliance with an order, a request, a law, or submission to another's authority. The opposite is rebellion. If we do not obey, it's obedience. When Adam and Eve do not obey God in the Garden of Eden, it is rebellion. When Satan wants to be smarter than God, it is rebellion. God as our Heavenly Father does not command us or compel us to obey him. He does not force us. Otherwise, we are like robot. Press A, obey. Press B, disobey. Press A, turn left. Press B, turn right. We become robot, programmed to obey God. Rather, it should flow naturally from our heart because of our love for him. We do not want to do anything that will hurt him, the one who loves us. Similarly, in a family, we do not want to do anything that will hurt our parents. This is an essential part of the Christian faith, obedience. If there is no obedience on your part, something is wrong with your faith. Jesus say in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, to obey means to submit. That means you got to yield, Y-I-E-L-D. You have to yield your self-will to God. Now, it's easier said than done, all right? Many of us has been taught from very young to behave in a certain way, all right? Some of us have been taught to be independent. That's the story, the young boy, self-motivated, strive for excellence, to be tough, all right? In a certain sense, to be a master of your own life, all right? This is one of the things we struggle before I become a Christian, to yield my self-will to God. In other words, in order to do what I want to do rather than listen to what God wants me to do, all right? Something which I struggle for a long time. Why must I yield? You know what I mean? Now, to give up this control and give it to another and to follow another person's command may not be as easy as it sounds. This is made even more challenging if the instruction that is given is opposite to what is one is used to doing in your life. Alright? Let me use a few simple examples. Let's say there is a beautiful girl or a handsome man, successful, potential, good catch, but there's a problem. He's a non-believer. Very common problem, huh? And you love him or her very much and intend to get married. Then you read the word of God. Hey, do not be unequally yoked. What do you do? Choose A or B. All right? There's a choice. You listen to your self-will or listen to God's will. Or you enjoy gambling. All right? Smoking. Play games on Sunday. My kaki leh, my golf kaki, my tennis kaki, they all play on Sunday. Why Sunday don't need to work? Well? But Sunday must go church. Eh? So how? What do you do? Or you're engaged in some sinful activities which nobody knows except you know. Alright? Or you've stolen something. What do you do? The list will go on and on and on and on. On top of that, you are encouraged to attend worship. Alright? Be punctual. Come here before 9:30. If can, come at 9 o'clock so that you can attend the prayer and the singing to prepare your heart before worship. Pastor Gan keeps saying, come and attend the prayer meeting. right? Yeah, I'm very tired. Last night I worked overtime. You know? Or you're encouraged to join the fellowship group, all right? Encourage one another, grow, ask questions, serve together as a group. I got ECA, leh. Very common. You may feel overwhelmed. That's understandable. Living in Singapore is not easy. Right? Yesterday, I have a patient who was from Malaysia. And he said, I study in Singapore. Singapore is a pressure cooker. You know what's a pressure cooker? Nah? Very stressful. Life here is very stressful. Brethren, the process of growth and maturity takes time. We are not asking you to become a saint overnight. Take baby steps, but be consistent. If you want to do quiet time, don't straight away say, okay, today I'm going to do quiet time, I'm going to do 1 hour. You know, in the long term, you cannot sustain. Right? You start as baby steps. Maybe do 10 minutes. All right? Read a verse, meditate upon it, or even read the books, or even nowadays, smartphone has a daily reading, which you can complete in 10 minutes, and pray, short prayer, all right? 10 minutes, baby steps, but be consistent. Just like you go for running, you don't straight away say, oh, I must lose weight, I must be fit, then start running 10 kilometers. Next morning, what happened? Muscle cramp. Then you give up after a while. You start slow, maybe brisk walk first, then gradually it goes up 2 kilometers, 3 kilometers, all right? Depending on your fitness. Nobody can change himself overnight. It may take months, it may take years. But the most important thing is what? You must see progress. If I see you now, today, and I see you now, next year, today, is it the same you or is it a better you? Ask yourself this question. Am I growing? Right? Am I growing in my spiritual life? Am I walking close with God? Or am I running away? All right? Giving all sort of excuse for not obeying. Okay? So obedience is not so simple as you say. As you embark yourself on this remarkable journey of transforming yourself to be more and more like Jesus, you must ask yourself this question. Am I becoming a better Christian today compared to last year? So end of this year, 2018, when there is a reflection, you must ask yourself, am I becoming a better Christian in 2018 compared to 2017? Is your walk with God closer or not? We are all work in progress. Every one of us work in progress. All right? Nobody is perfect. Every one of us at different stages of edification. And we submit our will to God. Submit your will to God. That's a key factor. He will help us to display the good work for His own glory. You don't have to worry about showing. Just submit your will to God. Remember that we must operate on God's command, not ours. Okay? We must operate on God's command, not ours. I will illustrate this with a simple story. Next slide. Okay. Well, you see here, trees. Forest. Now there's a job called a lumberjack. You know what's a lumberjack? For those of you who don't know what is a lumberjack. Lumberjack are people who cut down the trees. Right? Chop down the trees. And they use the trees to make furniture. In the olden days, they used to build houses made of woods. Nowadays, they use different things. They use like granites, they use cement, and then later on, when they run out of sand, now they use glass. But in the olden days, they use wood, because wood is plenteous, but now woods are very rare. Now, once there was a lumberjack, okay, as I say, lumberjack, they are professional, people whose job is to chop trees in the jungle for woods. Okay, there was a lumberjack, and this lumberjack, all his life, he uses a very sharp axe to do his job. Next slide. Axe. Do you know that you can buy this from Amazon? But you cannot get through the custom. If you want to buy this, you can actually buy this, you know. Well, yeah, it's a lethal weapon. You carry this on the MRT. Now, it takes him an average of half an hour to 1 hour to chop down a tree. All right? Of course, depending on the size of the tree. Okay? In one day, he can do 10 trees. Right? Tough guys. It's a tiring job, but also dangerous. I asked Pastor Nathan, because he before he came to Singapore, he used to live in the more rural area. I asked him, if you chop tree, you chop, okay, you chop this way, which direction will the tree fall? After that, you must see where the tree fall. You must know which direction it fall, right? So if I chop in this direction, where will it fall? You think it will fall towards me or away from me? You don't know, you die. You fall towards you, you die. Because when you finish chopping, the tree fall on you. You got to ask Pastor Nathan. Okay, so you chop, you fall from you, you better go to the other side and chop. All right, or chop sideways. Alright? So, as I say, it's a tiring job and dangerous, alright? Because every time you fall, you must give signal the tree is falling and warn other people in the vicinity. He was the strongest man and hold the records for the most number of tree chopped in one day. He believed that he has the best technique for chopping tree. Okay? He was very set in his thinking. Mine is the best way. And one day, a fellow friend introduced him to a new method of chopping tree that was supposed to half the time. So if it takes 1 hour, this new method, half the time. Okay, 1 hour, half hour, 20, 15 minutes. By half, you're going to be joking. Nevertheless, he was still curious. So he went to the shop to look at this new X and see what kind of new product this is that can be so efficient. At the shop, he carried a new axe in his hand, right? And found that it was very heavy, much heavier than the one that he was used to, and looked completely different. Anyways, since it's claimed to be so good, he bought one. Try first. Anyway, don't believe, so try. Must try first. So the next day, he used his new axe and his special tree chopping method. And he tried. And with renewed gusto, he tried chopping the tree with a new axe. However, no matter how hard he tried, he cannot outdo what he do with the old axe. Eh? Same one. In fact, sometimes even take a longer time. So undaunted, he tried for a few more days with the new axe. Still the same result. So in exasperation, he gave up and cursed his friend. All right? For a lousy recommendation. And cursed the shop for cheating him, selling him a lousy product. So he went back to using his old axe. Right? Lighter, also do the job. Brethren, do you know what is wrong here? What went wrong? Is it a sales gimmick? Because nowadays, you can buy a lot of things from the internet. They say all sorts of things, you know. Then after you bought the product and you tried, it's not true. Is it a product that does not work? Or is it the lumberjack's problem? His old set way of doing things. Did he bother to learn more about this new axe that he bought and change himself to use it differently? No, he used his own method. Let us take a look at the two axes. First, the old axe. This is the old axe. Now, let's look at the new axe. What? Is it used to chop tree? No. Is it used to cut tree? Yes. But the method is totally different. Now let us go back to the story again. Part two of the story. Now 1 month later, the friend came back to him, all right, to visit the lumberjack. Now the first thing he did was to scold the friend for introducing him a lousy product. The friend said, cannot be what? Cannot be what you say, what? So he asked the lumberjack to show him the saw. So he brought the friend to the storeroom. Alright? So the friend took out the new saw. Right? There. This is the X that you introduced me to. The friend took look at the new saw. And what he did? There is a grating at the back of the grating on top of this machine. You see that thing with a handle? So you use his hand and then you pull the thing. Alright? You pull. Then what happened? The chainsaw roared to life with a loud sound and the machine keep turning. Alright? The lumberjack had a shock of his life and jumped back. What is the sound? You see the story? The story may appear funny to many of us, alright? The lumberjack has been using the chainsaw to chop trees, the old methods. He never bothered to read the operation manual. Very important. You buy a product, first, don't open the product and use straight away, no. Read the operation manual. Some of us may be like this lumberjack. Let us now turn to Luke chapter 5. Luke 5. Luke chapter 5, we read from 37 to 39. We shall read this together. All right, Luke chapter 5, verse 37. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottle and be spilled, and the bottle shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. No man also, having drunk old wine, straightway desired new, for he said, the old is better. So we have to change our mindset, the way we conduct our life. Otherwise, we'll be like the old lumberjacks. Our response to God, God as a father and we as a children, how shall we respond? Now let us listen to this simple letter which is written by a son to say something about his parents. Right? Listen to this. Now, it's a genuine letter, not fictitious one. It's written by a genuine son to his parents. Oh, I give out one word. His parents. It's a son. They work tirelessly to put us through everything we need in life, even though we may not like it, but it's for our own good. They give us what we need, not what we like. They love us in different ways possible. They hope that we will become what they have always wanted us to be, ourselves at our very best. Every step we take, every mistake we make, every argument we create, take a strike to their hearts and mind. Whenever they call, they just want to hear our voices to know that we are doing fine. Parents' love are our debts in the world. We need to pay it back, regardless of our status in life. Not because we want to, but because we need to. It's the right thing to do, right here, right now. It's never too late to show them appreciation. Give them a call whenever you can. They would love to hear your voice. Now it's the same with our Heavenly Father. Isn't it the same? He has done all things for us and elected us into His kingdom, called us His children. Our life here and future is secure with Him. In returns, what are we to do to show our appreciation? Will you be stingy in giving your time and energy to obey and follow God's commandment? As the letter has said, yes, it is the right thing to do. Romans 12, 1 to 2. Let's turn to it. The book of Romans, chapter 12, 1 to 2. You got it? Let's read together. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now let's go back to just now I say about the Chinese word. Pa. The Chinese word for father is pa. Correct, Jimmy? You all study Chinese as second language, right? Next slide. Wait, not this one. Okay. Hey, don't tell me the slide is missing. All right. Okay. Now, Chinese character Pa is the one on the right. Okay? Chinese character have four vowels. Pa, 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 pa. Pa, 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 pa. Pa, correct? This is Pa. But the Chinese character is divided into two parts. Very unusual. You have the first part on top. It's called Fu. Fu. This is Then there's a second part called Pa. First sound. Pa. Okay? Now the word Fu is already father. Why must there have a Pa below the father? Unusual. The word Pa in the Chinese meaning, it is something that you wish for. Okay? That's why in Chinese called 我爸不得已. Your Chinese good not? 我爸不得已 means what? Eager. Okay? Can't wait. Alright? Something that you hope for, wish for. So the word Pa, actually it is the father that you wish that you have. Alright? Very unusual. So the Heavenly Father, let me introduce to you. The Heavenly Father, it is the father that you wish you would have. The ancient Chinese knows it. Alright? It's in the word itself. Pa. Connect back to the Aramaic word Abba, which is father, and the Indian word Appa. Okay? They all talks about father. And the Chinese character put it even more complete. It is the father that you wish to have, you long to have. What is the father? It is the Heavenly Father. Okay? Abba is the perfect father you wish to have. This is especially so if you have lost your father early in your life, or you have a father who is an irresponsible guy. But there is a father that cares for you. And that father is none other than God Himself, the Heavenly Father. For those of you who do not know this Father, may I invite you to know more about this Heavenly Father who cares for you. Because God is our Father, we can come boldly before God with full assurance of faith. You are now part of the family. Otherwise, you are outsiders. You are not in the Tan family. Whatever that is the family affair, you are outsider. You have no parts in it. But now you are part of the God's family. You can come before God as your father with full assurance of faith. He called us into his family. And it is the highest honor and privilege ever given to any created being. We can rest assured of his love for us. And he returns. What do? We reverence and obey him out of love for him. This is our source. This is the source for our hope and security for our future, for eternity. Amen. Thank you.